Hibbing is playing host to the Hibbing Homes for All kickoff. Matt Trainer's with the Minnesota Coalition for the Homeless, and he joins us to tell us a little more this morning. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. It's good to talk to you again. The event is designed to get folks on board with the 2018 legislative agenda. And I'm curious, is there a special project being proposed in Hibbing, and that's why you're holding the event there? Or are you just holding it there because Hibbing is a cool place to hold an event?
Both. No, Hibbing is awesome. I live in Duluth, so I love to be able to make the trip up there as much as possible. Hibbing has received funding in the past around this agenda, but the main reason we're doing it in Hibbing is because we want to have more of a genuine statewide presence. We want people to know Homes for All is for communities all across the state. And there is a regional lead in Hibbing, Access North, and Grace House in Grand Rapids that really helped do the masterminding behind putting this event on in Hibbing.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about what is the legislative agenda?
Yeah, so this year, Homes for All has been in existence since 2012. We've had a lot of victories along the way, but this year our agenda is going to be one of the boldest we've ever had. We're asking for $140 million in affordable housing within the full bonding package. What that $140 million could do is develop over 4,600 households across Minnesota. And then we also want to make sure we connect it to the fact that where we live really does impact everything, So our tagline this year is to make sure that children can learn and that workers can earn and that seniors can thrive.
And that, obviously, we've talked about that before. You don't stop to think about all of the different ramifications of being homeless. Where does a kid do their homework? Where does an adult, get a shower, get dressed, go out, start to look for work? Somebody says, what's your address? What do you write down? It really does get to be kind of complicated. Once in a while, you run across somebody. I know somebody who just posted a meme about a person on welfare, and there was all this pushback on the meme about my tax dollars supporting this person. And if people have these ideas about people that are homeless or that are experiencing poverty, that somehow they're just trying to come up with a way to mooch or jump on a gravy train, how do you start at the most basic level trying to connect with them and change their minds?
Right. Well, the fact that we're talking about how it can impact everybody. So first off, what we try to do is make sure, there's some people that just their minds aren't going to be changed. But what we want to do is really show that not only is this, if you believe that this is the morally right thing to do, then get behind Homes for All. Let's make sure we can get more affordable housing throughout Minnesota. But it also makes it's a financially responsible thing to do as well for the state of Minnesota. And just by building or preserving this affordable housing that we're proposing, it's going to create 2,000 jobs across Minnesota. There's multiple businesses. It's tough to be a small business, but also just businesses in general have a hard time finding housing in different cities for their employees. So we need the full spectrum of housing. And right now, there's low vacancy rates throughout the entire state. And what this can do is really build on the full spectrum of housing. So if people are, working and they want to move to a different city or something to work somewhere else, when they come into Duluth, if there isn't affordable housing for them to live, they may not even move here, and that hurts our tax system as well. And then we also talk about, seniors who have worked their entire life. It's really not fair that they should be, disenfranchised and left out. Over half of the seniors right now that are renting pay more than they can afford on housing. And actually, the senior population is only going to grow by 93% by 2035. So what we try to do is just be like, this isn't just an issue on homelessness. Yes, that's why we're doing it, but it has an impact on the full housing spectrum.
Well, when you finally decide that you've had it with the big city and you're ready to move to Hibbing, for example, you want to be able to find a place to live.
Exactly.
Well, and that, of course, was one of the promises of, you know, the internet age, is that people could decide to live in places closer to family or friends, or they could decide to live in a place that they really loved and be able to keep sometimes smaller and rural communities growing and thriving, and they'd be able to work remotely. Well, there was a couple of stumbling blocks there, but obviously trying to find housing stock is definitely one of them.
Right.
So what are you encouraging people to do if they want to learn more about the issue, Matt?
Yeah, so obviously if people can make the drive to Hibbing tomorrow night from 4 to 6 at Mike's Pub, I will have a brief program there for people to learn and hear from some local experts, and that connects to the statewide advocacy we're doing. But then also if people can go to homesforallmn.org, that's our website. Otherwise, people can Google Homes for All Minnesota and it will pop up. But there's going to be ways throughout the year to advocate around Homes for All and building and preserving affordable housing. And the first and easiest step to do so is to go online, find some contact information, make a call from one of the people listed on there. I'm on there. And then also you can just email, sign up for our newsletter. But the biggest thing would be to, you know, let your representatives, your senator know that we need to invest in affordable housing, and Homes for All is a great way to do that.
Matt, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always good to talk to you, and travel safely tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thanks, Lisa.
Matt Traynor, our guest this morning on Northland Morning. He's with the Minnesota Coalition for the Homeless.